Welcome to the Audio Branding Academy podcast. On November 14th, 2009, the Audio Branding Congress takes place in Hamburg, Germany. We are proud to present Carsten Kilian as one of the extraordinary speakers of this convention. Carsten has built up the most respected website on brand management in the German-speaking world, markenlexikon.com. He worked several years as a consultant for Simon Kucher and Partners before starting an extensive research project at the University of St. Gallen. To give you a little foretaste of this, we asked him some questions, and this is what he answered. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hello, my name's Carsten Kilian, and I have built up markenlexikon.com, the largest website on brand management and brand leadership in the German-speaking world, and I'm also doing research at the University of St. Gallen. And one of my fields of interest is sound branding and multisensory branding. That means not only sound, but vision, haptics, smell and taste as well.
So what actually do you expect from the Audio Branding Congress?
What do I expect from the Audio Branding Congress 2009? I think this is a very unique thing because we will all be experiencing something that hasn't taken place before. It's really the first time that the leading experts in sound branding, sound engineering, brand strategy get together in one place and discuss issues of interest and exchange with each other their thoughts and their concepts, and also kind of, well, we'll find out where this whole field of audio branding is going to go in the next few years. I think it will set trends for the future.
Can you provide us a little insight in what you are going to talk about?
In my presentation, I will start in a way that fits to audio branding. I will talk about Udo Lindenberg first. And I will use the example of the singer Udo Lindenberg, a famous German singer, to illustrate how you really do branding. And he is a perfect example of this. I will explain using Udo Lindenberg how you get from the brand identity to brand extensions to brand alliances and many other things. So this will be a rather unique introduction to my topic, and then I will go from this brand identity towards audio branding, and we'll discuss the different avenues that there are that people can use and brands can use to express themselves, to really come across what the brand is all about. And this is not only the audio logo or a brand song, but many other things. And I want to basically get from Udo Lindenberg to what I call the magnum opus. So what really is the big thing in branding, and what can audio branding do to support the brand in expressing what it's all about?
Finally, we would like to invite you to a kind of short oral Rorschach test. Can you just describe your spontaneous associations with this sound?
That is really a good question. I had to really listen to it several times, and I see three things being mixed together here. One is somebody snapping one time his finger like this. I heard something being hoisted or hoisting something up, like dialing something or turning something around anyways. And I hear some ringing tone like a big clock or something. At least it sounds to me like my hour has come, which will be on November 14th in my presentation. And this is kind of a preposition to the presentation. It's announcing the hour that will come when I'll talk about Udo Lindenberg and about the magnum opus.
Thank you, Carsten, for this interview. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and to learn more about what you call magnum opus. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors.
Comedis. The sound of success.
As well as Sonus, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions. And our media partners, Werbeblogger and Friends, markenlexicon.com, and Nomos Publishing. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-academy.org.